4. Work. I rule. Learn to earn. My I rule. If it falls into the toilet, gets smashed on the ground, or vanishes into thin air, you are responsible for the replacement costs or repairs. Mow a lawn, babysit, stash some birthday money. It will happen. You should be prepared. The day my son got his first iPod for music, when he was about 10 years old, he took the dog out for a walk later that afternoon. He had the iPod in his pocket, and when he started running, it smashed on the ground. He had owned it for roughly 5 hours. It was an absent-minded mistake, but this is typical of a child. When we give our children expensive technology, they need to understand the power and sacrifices of that purchase. The iPod lives with a cracked screen to this day. Really? The feedback I received when my iRules contract went viral was so polarized on the topic of whether or not a 13-year-old should have an iPhone. For some families, an iPhone at 13 is unthinkable for financial, personal, or cultural reasons. In other families, 8-year-olds are given iPhones without hesitation. Many friends and colleagues in upscale metropolitan communities have reported to me that a phone is seen as a status symbol among children. Being without the latest generation would be embarrassing for their child, like not having certain name-brand clothes, attending desirable schools, or playing on elite sports teams. Smartphones confer varied levels of perceived sophistication. They represent you. This got me thinking. Is the pressure to have specific electronic devices really happening only in more affluent communities? I started talking to some of the teens I know, including my own son, in our middle-class neighborhood. And guess what? They answered so certainly that smartphones are the only option, that to have a flip phone in 8th or 9th grade would be like wearing running sneakers to basketball practice. You just don't do it. So much so that my own son said that if he couldn't have a smartphone or iPod Touch, he would rather have nothing at all. I found it fascinating, though not surprising, that our children are being branded with the belief that the smartphone is the only way. When I asked if the brand of smartphone or its generation mattered, they all laughed a resounding, "Absolutely!" They have a buddy who has an iPhone 1 and they tease him, "When are you upgrading?"